So talk about this. Talk about the Art Institute of Philly and the closure, and then move forward as to what DCAT is doing for these students.
Sure. Well, with a closure of any school of any kind, it is really, you know, it is a significant upset, especially for students and those who work and attend the institution. So it's a terrible place to be in, especially if you are a student, because here you are, you know, making an investment not only with your time but also with your finances to seek a degree in order to hopefully gain the training and skills needed to enter into the workforce to find a job in something that you love doing. And so here we have some art and design students specifically. And there are other majors also offered at the Art Institute, but who had a dream and they wanted to get the skills and training in order to achieve that dream and work in a field. And here they are in the middle of attending school, and oops, all right, looks like you know, that plan is going to have to shift. So my goodness, being a student and having to face this is problematic. And so as an educator and as an administrator, my heart goes out to students who are in this situation. It's scary, it's stressful, and disconcerting. And here at DCAD and a variety of other schools across the Pennsylvania, Delaware area, or the surrounding area to Philadelphia, our heart goes out to these students because we're in the business of pouring in and mentoring our students. And so we're hoping that each student will be able to find a place to continue their education. And we here at DCAD want to be a part of that. And if a student feels that they could find a home here in order to continue in their pursuit to achieve their career goals and dreams, especially with working in fine art and design, we are here for them.
Katie, about how many students do you know? How many students are going to be displaced by the closure?
You know, I don't know definitively. I know that in the past 10 years that enrollment, and this is kind of universal for all art and design schools, have seen just a steady decline, or it has been, you know, an up and down thing. But I unfortunately don't know specific numbers as to how many students currently will be displaced because of this closure.
All right. So any students being displaced by the closure of the Art Institute of Philadelphia, what should they do to get into DCAD?
Okay. Specifically for DCAD, they need to call us right away, call our admissions team, and they will be able to get students to talking to whomever they need to. So for example, if you were a prospective student not currently enrolled in the Art Institute of Philadelphia, then we want you to take advantage of getting to know DCAD and meeting with our admissions team, meeting with our faculty and myself to see, hey, and to hear a little bit more of, hey, what would you like to do? What are you interested in? Are you interested in graphic design, animation, or do you want to go into fine arts and study printmaking or sculpture? And then we can be able to share how can DCAD partner with you into achieving those goals. Now, students who have maybe a year of credits or a year and a half worth of credits under their belt from the Art Institute, we would love to speak with those students and have them meet with our registrar to see, okay, what credits can we transfer in to our program.